The Alaska Aerospace Development Corporation says its business could generate $250 million in annual revenue by 2018. That's according to a consultant's report it commissioned from the McDowell Group. The 28-page report paints a rosy picture projecting cumulative direct and indirect economic impacts of the corporation's successful expansion into the areas of missile defense, larger and more frequent rocket launches, and the operation of unmanned drones on behalf of state agencies. Aerospace Corporation CEO Dale Nash says now they have something to aim for.
This is really a quantification. Let's try to put some dollars on it. It does not say we will get everything here. It also does not say that this is all inclusive of the potential aerospace market in Alaska.
The report comes at a time when the state-owned corporation admits to a $10 million shortfall in operating funds. Governor Sean Parnell has earmarked $4 million in his capital budget for the corporation, and a request for another $4 million has been put to state lawmakers. Chief Operating Officer Craig Campbell says he is optimistic the state will come through with both budget items this year.
Right now, it looks like it is moving forward in discussion with the Senate. From timing-wise, it looks like they'll be bringing the subject up. It's not actually, our additional $4 million has not been, there's been no motion to put in the budget yet, but from the discussions I had this week, they are favorably looking at it.
In addition, the corporation is seeking a multi-million dollar investment from the state to invest in larger medium-lift rockets, but Campbell says they'll look at that possibility later. A big part of that economic study focuses on that sort of upgrade. The corporation hit the financial skids when its lucrative missile defense agency contract expired last year. Campbell says federal funding is expected, though the current impasse in Congress has added to the corporation's difficulties. He says state funding is now a necessary stopgap while he and others lobby Congress.
We think this is a temporary fill that we're asking the state to do. And even though the continuing resolution of Congress will not result in a budget for this coming year, we're optimistic that in the following years we are going to be able to get federal money brought back into the Kodiak launch site, into aerospace. So this is the period of time when we're just asking the state to give us a little breathing room so we can get that federal money back online.
The last launch at Kodiak was a $170 million joint mission last November involving the U.S. Air Force and NASA. Another Air Force military satellite is scheduled in May, though the precise date depends on the timing of a similar mission on the East Coast, says Campbell.
The one out of Wallops, Virginia, will have higher priority. It may have higher priority if everything works out for that mission to actually go forward in the May-June timeframe, which would delay us. But if, in fact, they are not fully ready to do that mission in the April-May timeframe, our mission will go first. So we're kind of the second one in the queue, but it's looking like the first one in the queue may go at about the same time, which would delay us. But right now, we've been told it's still on for May 5th. I think a decision would probably be made around the first part of April.
The corporation is in partnership with Lockheed Martin in its bid for the $5 billion Missile Defense Agency Ground-Based Defense Contract for Fort Greely. That contract is expected to be awarded in coming months.